57. Scuba diving. As the scuba divers converged upon the beach after their dive in the coral reef, they were all looking forward to a good old cookout. Whew, this will be great. I've been longing to kick up my heels the whole afternoon, Jake said. Yeah, that last dive was beautiful, but I'm glad we can cool down now. Man, that water is hot, Tom added. So what are the locals going to cook up? Oh, you know, the usual. Squid, fish, sea cucumber. Mmm, sounds great. Is there anywhere nearby where I can convert my dollars into the local currency? You don't need that. They accept dollars here. These people are quite a contrast with the locals of the previous island. Contrary to other cookout spots, these locals know how to take care of visitors, Jake added. So how much do we have to contribute to the cost of dinner? Tom asked. Nothing. It's on me. Can you cope with that? You've paid every night so far. Well, have you noticed, Tom? We're on a remote island. The cost of dinner correlates well with our distance from civilization. It's practically nothing. Hey, you cooperate with me and I'll take you to even more beautiful places to dive. So do you have some list of islands or some guide that you follow that I can copy down for when I come back here by myself? Tom asked further. Nope. They just correspond to the layout and flow of the reefs. Once you hit a reef, just follow one island to the next. Cool. Let's eat.